Barcelona. Heading south to Sudan. With the radio switching stations set on scan. Mark the people talking. Herald Tribune on my lap. Scan scores. Northern War. And we're back to thinking of crawling toward the east. Crawling toward the east. If it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. I woke up against my wishes. Box outside my door. Like I've been awakened a thousand times before. I was blinded by the science. The MC Ryan Mad Cow. Morning Dowd. The late Lance Loud. And the all new Threes crowd. I'm heading for the blues. Crawling toward the east. And if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you. Woke up, it was a gentle morning. First thing that I heard was daddy talking like I was a fool. Talking about evil. Talking about God. Mush mush about that guy. Martin Sheen played in the dead zone. I'm heading for the blues. Crawling toward the east. Yeah, and if it's up to me, I'll just leave it up to you.
Good morning, Medford.
And today we've got a very special guest on the show, so it's going to be a really great show. Today is October 29th, Tuesday, 8:07 in the morning, and special guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Claire. I'm friends with Zoe from camp. We've known each other since we were like
9.
Yeah, 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
Friends with Jane by proxy. And yeah, so excited to be here.
Yay, so happy Claire. To have you.
Yeah, we're super excited.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Why can't I hear myself?
Turn your volume up. On that side, I think. Yeah.
Hey guys. All right. There we go.
Wait, actually, I don't know the origin story of your friendship.
Facts. What is the origin story of our friendship?
Well, I know it was at camp, but like, tell me more.
The first memory I have of Zoe is my first summer, her second summer. She had a role in our play. It was Aesop's Fables.
Yes.
Aww. I forget what you were, but were you a raven?
I think I was like a lion.
Oh, okay. That's like the first memory
that?
I have of you, but we didn't really become super close friends till much later when we were like 14, actually.
Yeah. Aww. Well, I remember my first memory of Claire was Claire, her first summer was in the same bunk that I was in my first summer because I was at camp.
Like physical bunk or like
same
people?
Bunk, like physical bunk.
Gotcha.
Bunk two.
So I remember being jealous because she got to be in my bunk.
Oh, you're
and
like,
she was really
who's
cute.
This newbie?
She was like such a cute little kid. And I remember like as someone her age, I was like, wow, she's really cute.
Oh,
really?
Because
I was small.
Because you were small.
Little one.
And Claire's older sister was my, like, at camp, you get, like, a camp sister. Who,
oh!
Who, like, comes in every night
to say
goodnight to you.
So you guys are kind of, like, half-sisters.
Yeah.
Claire's, I guess,
Claire's
if you put it like that.
Camp sister.
Wait, inter-summer she was?
I don't know what summer.
Oh, you get a new one every year?
Yeah.
Cute.
Every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, my God, that's her sister.
Aww.
Yeah, but then, then we became really close when we were, like, 14, and then...
Probably
and
at
then,
some activity, like...
Probably.
What
basketball
activity?
Or something. We were probably the best basketballers in the division.
I bet.
We probably were, and that's saying a lot about our camp because I quit basketball.
Me too.
And Claire and I were also, I think what really brought us super close... was that we were counselors together.
Yeah.
In the same age group.
For the same bunk?
Not the same bunk.
They wouldn't have put us together. It would have been a ruckus.
It would have been
They
awful.
Needed to spread it out. They're two best counselors.
Yes, of course. And so we got to be counselors to the same kids. Or not the same age kids. And that was so much fun.
Sure, sure.
And they all knew us.
Aww.
So that was the best.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Claire, tell us what you're doing in Boston right now, or in Medford.
Right now I'm on an off term from school, so I'm doing two internships. One is I commute up to Lowell and work in an immigration shelter, which is really interesting, helping people achieve like legal status in the U.S. And then my other one is remote, and it's more... climate-based, it's like environmental justice in Rhode Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. In Rhode Island.
Yeah, so it's mostly remote. But like yesterday I went into Providence.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How far is that drive?
An hour.
Wow.
It was not bad.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you like going, was it fun to like see all the people you've been working with?
Well, I only work with one fellow intern and one boss.
Okay.
And so what I went in for was we were doing, like, climate education in a high school.
Whoa.
Fun.
And it didn't go great. It didn't go
what
great.
Happened?
Only 5 kids showed up out of, 16.
Uh-huh.
And our lesson went really quickly because they were not super, like, responsive.
High schoolers are scary.
Yeah. Well, they were they were nice, thankfully. But I was kind of like, poop.
Yeah.
Wait, what swears are allowed on the show?
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? So they, were they, like, choosing? So I guess they were choosing to be there if only five of them showed up.
I think so, but the purpose of the club is unclear because previously they've been making, like, organic body butters.
Oh.
So, yeah. Nice. We were a little confused.
Wait, so were you talking about all these fires going on in Massachusetts? In that?
Have you heard about that?
Is that why the air smelled so bad yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's bushfires going on.
Really?
All around us.
Are they prescribed? Like, on purpose?
No.
Oh, my God.
It's because it's been so hot and dry.
That's weird.
It hasn't rained in so long, if you think about it.
Yeah. I just thought about it.
Think about that. I know. So, scary. Yesterday, we woke up and we were like, what's that smell? Actually, Emma texted us, and she was like, is something burning in the house?
That's what happened to me, too. When I texted my landlord, I was like, I don't know what's going on, but the house smells really bad. It might be because we turned on the heat last night. And she was like, yeah, that's probably what it is.
It was not that.
Wow, I'm shocked.
I know. First PSA of the show.
Crazy.
So, if you're local.
Yeah. Everyone, if you get the chance to go to a seminar about climate change, you should go.
Totally.
For sure.
Don't be like Claire's students.
Anywho, so, Zoe, I'm kind of hungry. Is it time yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, Claire, do you know about our segments?
No.
Claire is an active listener. However, these segments are very new to the show.
Okay.
So. Yeah, Claire has listened in the past.
Of course.
Yeah, I have listened.
In maybe once or twice. That's okay. But basically, new to this year, you know, Jane and I were really committed to our show. And we want to make it as fun for our audience as possible. So we decided to add some segments.
Amazing.
Some things that they can look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So the first segment is...
What's up, Tummy? So basically this segment is just going to be anything good you've eaten or seen or cooked or...
Yeah, best food of the past few days.
So, we can give you a second to think. If Zoe, you want to start, or I can share one.
Oh, okay, I got it. I can go first.
Please.
Just because this was so recently. Oh, actually I have two.
Yeah.
If I can.
I feel like I know one of them.
Yeah. So, first of all, on Friday night, I went to Junebug.
Junebug.
Which is a local restaurant in Somerville. Right?
Yeah.
Or Cambridge?
Yeah, Somerville. Union Square.
So good. It's a pizza, wood-fired pizza. So good.
Mm.
Like, the best part was the crust of the pizza. Like, not like, I mean, the crust underneath the topping part was really good, but, like, the end crust.
Was it big and
so good.
Doughy?
It was so doughy and, like, chewy and flavorful. Incredible. I think probably the best pizza I've had.
What?
Like, wood-fired pizza I've had in this area.
Okay, yeah.
So, if you're looking for, like, incredible wood-fired, like, individual vibe, not really individual, but smaller vibe pizza, you know what I mean? Like, that you get
like,
at a restaurant.
You can get, like, one or two to share.
Yeah. You gotta go there. Junebug. And honestly, it was not that hard. Definitely got a reservation, but it wasn't that hard to get a reservation. Got one, like, the day before, so.
Wow, nice.
It's great.
Okay, I'll put it on my list.
Good. My second one is I went to, so I don't know if people know this, but Lesley University has a Asian food, what do you call it?
Market.
Food hall?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like with a bunch of different little restaurants. There's one that's pretty famous. Jane, what's it called?
Yume Wakatare.
And that's like, it's like udon noodles. Jane, what's that place?
It's so good. Jane's I think it might be Sisters with like the Dream Ramen place that we've talked about. But they do cold udon and hot.
And it's supposed to be incredible.
It is incredible. It's really good.
So
next time.
Yeah, next time. So I wanted to go there, but it was closing because it closes at 7:45. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, but instead, I ended up going to this place called Cafe Mommy, I think. And it was it was Korean comfort food.
Yum.
So not like, but I don't even know. It was really good.
And what'd you get? You told me. Yesterday.
Actually, now I'm not remembering what type of food it was. It was just really good. I got, wait, let me correct for the fans.
Yeah, this is important.
We got...
While Zoe's looking, yeah.
So, sorry guys.
Katsu chicken, right?
Katsu chicken. And, also, this, like... I don't even know what it was called, but it was like this shredded beef with tofu that came like on a sizzling skillet, but like super thin. And it was so good.
And Zoe says, wow, this tofu, like, I loved. And she's like,
I'm not really one for tofu, honestly.
Claire, are you? I am.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'd say.
For tofu.
But I can tell when it's done, like, exceptionally.
Oh, sorry, guys.
You know?
It was Japanese comfort food.
Japanese comfort food.
I just had to correct myself. Because, honestly, like, I'd never seen this kind of Japanese food, so I forgot.
Right, like a non-sushi restaurant.
Yeah. But, chicken katsu I knew. But there was, like, all these different curries and stuff, and it was so interesting. So, definitely check it out. Cafe Mommy, M-A-M-I.
Yes. Will
right.
do.
Who's next up?
And again, that was located in Porter Square, Lesley University.
Yes, right, like, off of Porter Square, Lesley University.
Nice. All right, I can share my what's up tummy. I have two. So, one, I actually don't know if we've given our highlighter fans an update on this, but I've been growing mushrooms, once again, from the comfort of our living room. And yesterday, we harvested them, and we ate them, edible mushroom, like food mushrooms, oyster mushrooms. They grow super fast.
They grew in like a week.
Yeah, in a week. All you need to do, I actually should plug, stay tuned for our Instagram later. I'll plug the box of it because it was like a kit that we got. And they shot up really fast. So we... harvested them and then pan fried it with a little garlic and this umami seasoning that Zoe and I, or that I got from this place, which I think we've talked about, the mushroom shop in Somerville.
It's the place where I got my mushroom jerky that I still have in my backpack.
Ew. You still have it in your backpack?
Well, it's in like a, I mean, it's in like a...
Is it airtight? Yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
it's airtight.
Yeah, jerky stays
it's in
for
like
a while.
Ziploc.
Yeah.
It's
definitely
the thing
good.
That it comes in. It's like just having a snack in your backpack. It's not that weird.
No, yeah, agreed. You're fine.
So you agree.
Well, guys, I have to be honest. I'm not that into mushrooms. And you guys seem like avid mushroom people.
Yeah, and honestly, mushrooms are pretty hit or miss. Like, if you don't like them, you don't like them.
I'm fine with them on pizza.
Yeah.
Wait, what about in a salad?
I could do without it.
Or what about, like, mushroom and spinach sautéed?
Or, like, mushroom, like, pasta. Like, mushroom sauce. What's that pasta called?
Yeah, no.
Like a creamy...
Yeah, oh, yeah, like a creamy... Or chicken marsala. Mushroom chicken... Wait, is that what it was? No, okay, she doesn't like mushrooms.
We just had this conversation about what chicken marsala is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, okay.
I didn't
know
that about you. I feel
not
like
a
you eat a lot of things.
I do. I don't mind them, but I wouldn't grow them. Like, if I were to grow any vegetable, I would not think to grow mushrooms. Like,
well,
I think that's
easy.
So eclectic.
So
it definitely is.
It's definitely eclectic.
It's amazing.
Jane tried to do it on her own. Didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Our sophomore year in her dorm.
I did.
She grew mushrooms.
Those took way longer, though, because those were shiitake mushrooms, and these ones were oysters. So, anyways, that was one what's up tummy. My second one would be I got this for my birthday a few weeks ago, I got this Magnolia banana pudding kit.
Oh, yeah.
For my camp friends. Thank you, camp friends, if anyone's awake listening. No one is.
And yeah, I didn't get to try it yet.
Oh, my God. So we made it yesterday. It's actually so easy. You just make the pudding, let that sit overnight. Make the whipped cream, just get, like, heavy cream and whip it. And then, like, in a, what is it called? KitchenAid. And then combine it all.
Do we have a KitchenAid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, mixer. Yeah, a mixer. That's the word. And then you put in the Nilla wafers and the bananas, and you let it sit, and it's so good.
It's going to be even better today.
Yeah, when, like, the cookies get soft.
Wait, so this kit comes from actual Magnolia?
Yeah.
That's
and
so
it's
interesting.
It's like a little box, and they put, like, little cups in it.
Do you love banana pudding?
Yeah, I do. One thing about me.
But also, I feel like you don't even need to love banana pudding to, like, love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just wondering where the gift idea came from.
Oh, yeah. It actually, so it came from, for New Year's, my brother and I usually bake a dessert, but we were like, let's bake a interesting one, or like a weird one. So we made that one year. And then last year, we were like, all right, let's keep with the odd dessert theme. And we made Brigadeiros. You know that?
I love
Brigadeiros. Yeah. Yeah. So this New Year's, maybe I'll make another weird dessert.
Yeah. If anyone has any suggestions for Jane.
Yeah, please let me know. So, yeah, I'd say that was my What's Up Tummy. I feel like, oh, well, I also, yeah, that's it for now.
Nice. Claire? On to you.
Okay. The thing that keeps coming to my mind, even though this was a while ago, maybe like a week or two ago, is I finally went to Bon Noon Market, which was recommended to me by one of your friends at the Rosh Hashanah party.
Oh.
But it's right at the end of my street. It's amazing.
Oh. Wait. Where?
Is it the
what
Thai
is it?
Place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's Thai food. It's a very small sit-down restaurant. Like.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've been there either.
Yeah. Who told us about Romy?
Oh, nice.
And.
Shout out Romy.
Yeah.
I got chicken pad Thai, and it just was
so
perfect.
Good.
And I love getting Asian food because you always leave with like a full another meal of leftovers.
So true.
And so then like a few days later I had it, I scrambled some eggs to put in it.
Oh yeah.
And had it again. It was so good.
Scrambled eggs, nice. Good touch.
Because you know it already has some egg in there.
Yeah.
Like, needed the protein. Yeah. So that is just like, wow, craving that. Also like randomly started craving bread and butter pickles. Are those the sweet ones?
Yeah.
And so I got some at Trader Joe's and
yum. So good.
Wow, those are just really like satisfying my What's Up Tummy.
Totally.
Shout out Grillo's pickles.
Grillo's.
I know that people know what they are, but I just got on the way. Do you know Grillo's pickles?
No.
Oh my God. They're
is
so
is it a whole restaurant?
No, it's like it's just a brand, but they're like, I feel like a lot of pickles that you get in the grocery store.
Oh, these are like artisanal.
They're these.
Yeah,
ones.
I feel like what makes them good is they're crunchy.
And the flavors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grillo's stan.
And they have a pickle de gallo.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I know, that's so creative.
I love them. I wish like, oh, are they a Boston thing?
You should be their ambassador.
I think they're a Boston thing.
Oh my God. Should we go?
They actually do have college ambassador programs.
Grillo's, if anyone is listening,
yeah,
sponsor the show.
Yeah, honestly, on this
video,
we gotta
get more people to sponsor us. Like, we're constantly shouting out.
I know. From the goodness of our heart. Truly.
Wow, I think it might be a Boston thing.
Wow, that's exciting.
Or maybe they just know my location.
Search headquarters.
You
know what I mean? Grillo's. It's also such a cute name.
It's so cute. Oh, yeah, Westwood, Massachusetts.
Wow. Nice.
So it might be a Boston thing, but I'm not going to say that on air. It's real.
for legal purposes.
Wrong. Fact check.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. What else? What else can we tell y'all?
Yeah. So, Claire, we're gonna ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a
guest
rapid star fire
interview.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. I'm just interested because at this point, Claire has been to a few Tufts functions. you've been to some a Rosh Hashanah dinner. No, you weren't at the
mostly place. House
things.
Yeah. Oh, and the Burin.
The Burin.
Probably not. Wait, you have two eyelashes.
Yeah. So.
And
mostly
Jane's
house functions.
Birthday party.
Oh yeah, my birthday party. A bunch of like pre games. And like. Yeah, like, I'd say a variety of Tufts events.
So Claire has been to a variety of Tufts events. And I'm wondering how you would compare those to Dartmouth events. Or how would you compare Tufts' social life to Dartmouth? Or just the
compare and contrast.
That you met. Compare and contrast.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the social life and the people seem pretty similar. Like, everyone's very sociable, but like interesting and smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't really entered my house party era of Dartmouth yet because I just started my junior year and I'm not there right now. Mm-hmm. And that's when most people start living off campus. So,
yeah.
But like I've been to a few and those definitely compare, like. To what I've experienced with you guys, but the rest of it is really centered around frats, and we do this thing called tails, so it's like before 11 p.m., a frat and a sorority, or like multiple, will have tails, like cocktails, and there's
like a mixer.
Yeah.
Tails.
But it's like, there's batch, which is kind of a cocktail mixture in these big Gatorade containers. So it's definitely like there's a purpose of tails. And then after that, it opens up to like all frat events are technically open to campus. So then there's usually like a line of freshmen out the door.
Classic.
Yeah. But I don't know. Those events can look like anything from like a DJ set and a super crowded room. Kind of like the Burin that night, actually.
Oh my god, it was so crowded.
So crowded.
That night.
I've
never seen it.
That's what it felt. That's what most frat, like, band DJ nights feel like, I'd say.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, I actually visited Dartmouth. Claire doesn't remember.
No, I do.
Wait.
But
I have really bad short-term memory.
So fair.
Facts.
COVID brain.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't have COVID brain.
Yeah. Zoe, yeah, you've been saying you have COVID brain.
And she probably forgets that she has said it so many times.
I probably do. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever said it. But anyways, yeah, Dartmouth is a lot of fun. I really like the cookies at the dining hall.
The cookies are great.
I definitely talked about it on this show, too.
I think so.
For yummy yum tummy. Also Pong. Zoe played Pong and that's like
Dartmouth Pong.
A pretty
It was so fun.
It's a big cultural thing.
We should play it here.
Yeah.
Apparently there's this game called Caps that ATO plays here, and apparently that's from like a Yale secret society.
Oh.
And so maybe we could bring Pong. Dartmouth Pong over and make a little secret thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah, def.
Yeah. So, what have you been up to in Boston? Any cool adventures?
Yeah, is this your first time spending a lot of time in Boston?
Yeah. I honestly have not explored as much as I would like, probably.
She's busy.
She's super busy.
Yeah.
I'm around some weekends, and then I end up just exploring, like, Davis Square, Harvard
That's
Square,
okay. Yeah.
Which I really enjoy.
Yeah. So, what have you seen in Davis or Harvard that you really like?
Mm, Oh, well, I went to Head of the Charles the other weekend.
Oh, nice.
And that was great. That was, like, way huger than I expected.
It's huge.
Yeah, pretty, right?
Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful day, too.
Yeah, I was lucky.
And just, I really enjoy, like, walking around Harvard and Tufts campuses and kind of, like...
Aw.
Seeing the kids.
Is cosplaying the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to, like, blend in and sit on their little greens.
Aw. Yeah. Once I was in class and Claire texted me and she was like, where are you? And I was like, I'm in class or something. And she was like, look where I am. And she was just like sitting on Perez lawn. With, if anyone knows, that's just, you know.
Is it a weird
place to
sit?
The heart of Tufts campus.
No, yeah.
Oh, no, it's like, great. It was just funny.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God, you're like 10 minutes, you're like a 5 minute walk from me right now.
Yeah.
But I couldn't go. But I just thought it was really funny. You were just, like, lounging there.
Yeah.
It's like, how many people that I know are, like, walking past Claire right now?
And, like, have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's so cute.
It's super cute.
Well,
yeah,
what
it's been
what
such a
great
a treat
life.
For me, for Claire to be here.
Such a treat.
Oh. Sorry, that was a poorly timed yawn. I'm so happy to be here. It's amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
And Claire is based in Arlington. I don't know if she already said that.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, wait,
what do you think of Arlington?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's definitely more of a family town, and there's, like, a lot of young kids. So, I don't know. It could have been nice to live closer to the Harvard Square area where there's more, like, 20-somethings.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We have a great situation, so... I honestly
you do.
Am
you have
content.
A really nice house.
Yeah, and the landlord's great.
Good.
So I'm just happy with how it worked out.
And when are you done?
Like mid-December.
Okay. Oh, so same as us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like all semester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're on the quarter system, but our next quarter doesn't start till after New Year's.
Mm.
So it ends up like aligning.
Yeah.
The same.
Right. Oh, so... Are most of your friends taking this semester off or not on campus or abroad?
I'd say the majority are off but living on campus at Dartmouth, which is interesting.
And doing what? Like research?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a lot are abroad right now as well.
Okay. So this is like the semester to be gone.
Yeah. This and
or the
winter.
Trimester.
Yeah.
Or quarter. Or term.
So it's not like when you come back to campus, like, a lot of people will be gone. Like, it's
no.
Like,
I feel like, for me, a lot of my friends will be back. A few will be going abroad, but...
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
like, the worst part of our D-plan scheduling.
Right.
That you miss so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I guess we had the same thing. Like, we went abroad in the fall
yeah.
and had a bunch of people
we
in
had,
the
like,
spring.
Right,
year,
and then you don't see them for
yeah.
a whole
year. Yeah.
Or even if you go abroad... To one location, your friends are abroad, like, you're not
yeah,
seeing them.
Definitely.
True.
Junior year is just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a weird year.
Yeah.
But it's fun. So, have you decided if you're going abroad? Claire was deciding.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I withdrew because I already went abroad.
Yeah.
Last spring. So, no, I will not be going abroad again. I'm feeling super good about that
good.
Decision.
Good. Where did you go abroad decision. Last spring?
Argentina.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so fun.
So what part?
Buenos Aires.
Wow.
Yeah, the city. You should go at some point in your life. It's amazing.
Yeah. Where are you living with a host family?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Did yeah. your Spanish get really good?
Yeah, I feel like it did. I don't know. It's hard to, like, progress past a certain level, so I feel like most
yeah.
of it I was just, like, acquiring... Argentinian slang.
Yeah.
Well, Claire took a gap year where she lived in Spanish-speaking countries, too. Right?
Oh, mm-hmm. cool.
Would you like... So she has pretty proficient Spanish skills already, I'd say.
Spanish, parentheses, proficient.
Proficient. Almost oh. fluent.
That's so cool. I feel like that's the only way to really
learn it.
Have you
ever dreamt in Spanish?
I think I did at sometimes dream in Spanish. Like, maybe two or three times when I was living in Argentina. Well, but it was like my host mom was speaking to me, and it was like she was speaking to me in the Spanish that I knew. You know, yeah. She was not speaking correctly.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, so that's what's up with what's up, Claire?
Okay, what's Claire. Up, Claire?
So every show, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
We do
I'm so
PSA.
Excited.
So you can look through this book, and then you'll read the audience, or our listeners, a PSA.
Is this, like, required by the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Once an hour.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Although, we do way more PSAs.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, we were just saying, what did I do this morning? Which everyone should go out and do. Go vote! I put my ballot in this morning. Zoe did last week.
Yeah. Everyone should vote.
Go out and vote. Big PSA.
Yeah. Everyone should be voting if you are eligible.
Yep. And this is my first presidential election that I can vote in.
Yeah! Yay, Jane!
Wait, you too, no?
No, I voted in the last
one. Did. This is also my first.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah.
Is this, like, outdated?
Probably.
I just made it for the last one, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, you did just make it.
Still voting. Yeah. This is an important one. I feel like every year it's like, this is the most important election.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of scary. Like, why can't we just have an election that's not important? Like, I'll still vote.
It's always important.
Can it not be so high stress?
I know. Eh, this does feel like the most important
one. It does. It definitely does.
But I guess so did last year. Or 4 years ago.
Yeah. But this feels more important.
More important.
Like, looking back, I'm like, oh, we had it easy.
Yeah. All right, you got a PSA? Anyway.
Yes. This is a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Oh my God.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Nice.
Important stuff. Ladder
That's
safety.
Super important.
Yeah.
Super
you know, especially
applicable.
If you're like getting to the season where maybe you're taking down Halloween decorations, putting
so
up Christmas decorations.
Yep. Yep.
Gotta be careful there.
That's true.
Ladder safety. Definitely.
Wow, that was fun. I love it.
PSA.
You're always welcome to come to a PSA.
Yeah, I'll come just for the PSA.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It seems like it's about that time in our show for What's Up?
What's Up?
So, Zoe, you want to describe what this segment is?
Yeah, so What's Up is, it's like, what's up? So it's like, what's something you've learned in the past few days, basically.
It could be in school, in your job, just by yourself, from reading. Anything.
Just any, like, new fact.
Yeah. Solo stakes.
Or if you don't have anything specific, you can say a fun fact that you don't think many people know.
Yeah. Just, like, show us something new. We'll give you time to, like...
Are you guys participating as well?
Yeah.
Of course. Zoe, you start, because you did so much studying this weekend.
Oh, facts. I had my Ancient Egypt exam, and I had a project for my psych class. What did I learn about? Okay, well, this is where the COVID brain comes in.
Uh-oh, it went in one ear, out the other. In one eyeball, out the other.
Right out the other. Yeah, so basically, for my psych project, my partner and I had to read an article, and we're going to present on it to our class. And the article was about, like, whether social norms. So the psych class is about stereotyping, prejudice, and discrimination. So it's about whether, like, imposing social norms can be some sort of method to mitigate prejudice and discrimination. So social norms that we should all be, like, if there's, like, a social norm that you should be anti-racist, like, whether or not you believe it, like, does that cause more people to be anti-racist?
Oh, and, like, wait, so give an example of a social norm.
A social norm is, like,
Eye contact?
Yeah, you make eye contact, or, like, if you think about more in, like, a behaving with other people, like, when you go to a restaurant, you say thank you to your server. Like, things like that. Like, you know, it's, like, weird.
Like, basics of respect.
Yeah. Yeah, but even if somebody's, like, not a polite person, like, there's a social norm that you're, like, you say thank you when someone hands you their food. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, or, like, that, or you're, like, going to, like, face each other. Like, if you're at a table and there's two people, you'll face each other instead of sitting next to each other.
Great one. Great one.
Yeah.
Great one. Or even, like, I don't know, like, seats. Like, I don't know. There's a social norm that, like, if you're in a class for a certain amount of weeks, like, oh, everyone has their seat now. And, like, you're expected to, you know what I mean?
True.
There are a lot of social norms. And so, basically, the experimenters went up to people on Smith College campus and told them that they were, like, I don't have to explain the whole experiment. Okay. But anyway, it was really interesting, and it basically found that in this specific experiment, social norms did impact people's racial behaviors and respect.
Like,
and
positively.
Positively.
Wow.
So,
cool,
yeah.
Though.
But the question is, you know, you can mitigate some sort of discrimination on, like, a social norms level, but, like, how much of that is actually internal for these people?
Right.
So how much is it actually affecting? Because when it comes down to it, when they're doing things in private, such as, like, accepting job applicants or other sorts of discrimination that could not be as
public, yeah,
then those are also very important. So how do we mitigate that as well? But it did find that social norms did kind of change people's private attitudes a little bit too. So,
Well,
yeah. So that's what I learned.
What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up?
Good one.
You think of anything, Claire?
Yeah. This is very on brand for me.
Hit us.
Lately, I've just been surprised to do more research about energy for my Providence internship. And I don't know, if you guys are like me, you probably are like, ugh, electric cars are so cool. Like, it's so great that we're transitioning to electric cars because automobiles have such, like, big emissions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I had never really done the thinking that, so at least for Rhode Island, 83% of electricity still comes from natural gas and, like, power plants that are converting gas to electricity. So if you're buying an electric car, like, and you don't have solar panels on your home, you're still charging it with natural gas 83% of the time.
Wow.
So I just was really shocked to learn that, and it kind of, like, underscores how much we need to be transitioning to renewable energy to even make electric cars, like, worthwhile.
Yeah.
Also, like, how I feel like you actually have to do research about, like, what you think you might be contributing to the planet. Because it's like, oh, electric car, perfect, I'll buy one. But you're not actually doing research about, like, what does it mean to have an electric car. And, like, big electric car is not going to tell you.
Right. Elon Musk is not going to tell you. Yeah. Elon Musk is going to tell you you're saving the planet.
But you're not. Also, don't the aren't the batteries really bad for the environment?
Yeah, the mining of the batteries.
Yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, but I mean, electric cars are still good because they're not, like, when they're idling, they're not actively emitting fossil fuels. So it takes probably more pollution off of the roads.
True.
But it's still coming from, like, those power plants, unfortunately.
Mm. Well, that's a great PSA.
Yeah. We've had so many PSAs these days.
Yeah.
Or this show.
What about you, Jane?
Honestly, what's up, what's up? I don't really have too much, but I am. So I'm taking one class this semester called Medicine, Ethics, and the Law, and we have a mock trial. So I'll describe the cases, and you two, I'll do it really quick, and you two let me know what you think. Someone buys a hamster named Hammy, and it has this, like, infection. And then, or someone's 8-year-old son buys that hamster, and then the dad donates his organ. He's an organ donor, like his liver or something. The person he donated his organ to develops an infection. It wasn't proven that it was, like, the hamster disease, but it most likely was. Then the organ recipient dies of the infection. The hamster father, organ donor, died of the infection. The organ recipient's family sues the hamster pet store for the disease.
Hmm.
And that's the mock trial tonight. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait.
Think it about okay? it. So I think my role is to defend Hammy. I'm defending the pet store against... Yeah, I think the kid's fine.
Is there a way to prove that... Like, it's too far past to prove that the disease is from the hamster.
Details are unclear, but yeah, I think so. Anywho, so we had to submit our motion in limine, which is, like, before a trial, you can say, you can submit different, like, facts that you don't want the other side to say that are, like, irrelevant to the case.
Mm.
So we're doing that tonight. And I have, like, no reason to be in this class.
Objection?
Objection! Your Honor.
What do you say when it's in the motion limine?
It's, like,
irrelevant.
Like, the defendant claims that this piece is,
Wait, what's your role in the mock trial?
I'm team hamster.
But are you, like, a lawyer? Do they give you, like, oh, you're a lawyer, you're the
pet store? Yeah. Well... I'm going to be a witness, so I'm going to be a doctor who, or no,
a vet.
yeah, a vet, or like the and the standards guy, like the pet store standards, like the government checker, who's going to testify that they were up to standards. So that'll be fun. I've never done a mock trial. Have you guys?
Yeah.
No,
I was, like, in mock trial in high school for, like, a few weeks.
And really?
And then I think I had something else going on.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Is it real? A real scenario?
I think it's based on true events.
Well, the professor is a...
Yeah, she is a lawyer.
That deals with specific things.
She's just, like, a visiting professor. Like, she only teaches this class, but she's, like, still a working lawyer. So, pretty cool. What's up?
That's definitely... I'm going to be thinking about that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Ponder it. Oh, and our other segment, which I guess we didn't really get to, and we can just plug, because Zoe's usually better at this. What's up, Medford? Any local events going on? Anything we should be aware of? Anything else for this week? Oh, well, it's Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Claire, what do you have any plans for Halloween weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be driving up to Dartmouth to celebrate there.
Oh, fun.
But I'm curious, like, I don't know if you guys have seen this debate, but some people have already celebrated Halloween weekend.
Like last weekend?
Yeah, and I think that's so weird because Halloween is this Thursday, and people go out on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thursday is the start of the weekend at Tufts University.
Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think Halloween is this weekend.
Wait, I thought it was so obviously this weekend.
Me too. And so I'm kind of, I don't know what Dartmouth did. I assume, I think it's this weekend, but yeah. It's also our like big homecoming weekend.
Oh, fun.
Oh, fun. That'll be perfect.
Yeah. But it's like, maybe so, they only wanted it to be one thing. I don't know.
Are you going to stay with a friend?
I am.
Which friend?
Shout out Maisie Pike.
Hey, Maisie.
Did I meet Maisie?
Probably.
Maybe.
Also, I want to shout out my friend Kat Jewett. She's definitely not listening, but it's her birthday today. 21.
Happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. 21st for Kat. Yeah.
Hey, Kat.
Stop. My mom has been sending me gifs. Shout out, Wendy. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Wendy. Hey,
she
Wendy.
Sent a ladder gif when I was talking about the ladder PSA and a hamster lifting weights when you were telling your story. That's so funny.
Yeah, thanks so
my
much to our loyal
fans.
My mom
got annoyed at me for not knowing what a food court is. She said, you need more mall time.
That's like a classic city kid.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Her bad for raising me in a city.
Yeah. In your defense, though, it doesn't feel like a typical food court.
No, it's not. It's like a...
It's like a... Yeah, no,
I'd say it's like a food hall more.
No, because food hall, I imagine, like, you go up to each stand, and then you, like, bring whatever food to, like, shared tables. Like, these are, it's kind of like an airport, how, airport restaurants.
Yeah.
Because they each have, like.
You can,
sit down. That's a food court as well.
That is a food court.
No, but, like, the airport, like, Chili's.
But it's a food court. It would be, like, a food court that is, cuisine specific, so it was all Asian.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Anyway.
Anywho, so what else do we got going on today? Oh, well, Zoe and I this weekend have... Wait, did we already tell them what we're being for Halloween? Or? Oh, no, Claire, what are you being for Halloween?
Wait.
Are you going to dress up?
Yeah.
What are you being?
Do tell.
So, one costume is if you give a mouse a cookie...
Good one.
And I just thrifted some excellent overalls, which I'll certainly like wear afterwards. And then I'll pass out cookies. So it's like,
Claire.
It's just great. And then my other one is, was not my idea. Shout out Stuart, my home friend. But I also thrifted a trench coat and I'm going to be a flasher. And underneath wear, like, beige clothing and be, like, scare some people.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. What about you guys? Do you have a group costume?
Yeah. We're doing two together.
Yeah.
The
one?
First is The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. And who are we in The Wizard of Oz? Well, I'll be Dorothy, and Zoe will be...
Dorothy's Red Slippers.
What?
So Zoe will be at my feet all night.
Yeah.
Are you just going to wear red sparkly? You already have the fit?
Well, I have like a red sparkly skirt that I got on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'm going to wear like a red top as well. But I'll figure that part out.
Yeah. It's actually perfect because I don't have red shoes.
That's so funny. Them. And no one else is part of that costume? Like, is anyone the lion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Someone else will be a lion. A
Tin Man. The
witch.
The good and the wicked witch.
Otherwise known as Glinda and Elphaba.
Exactly.
Or is it the Wicked Witch of the West and the...
The Wicked Witch of the West. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Glinda and Elphaba.
Oh, okay.
But then... And I could have been the Scarecrow, I guess.
But she didn't want to.
I didn't want to be.
Yeah, who wants to be the...
No one wants to be the Scarecrow.
What even is his characteristic?
No brain. Wait, no. No heart. No
courage?
Yeah.
No then brain? No.
The cowardly lion.
No brain.
No brain.
No brain. And the Tin Man has no heart.
If I only had a brain. Yeah.
Anyways. And, we're also being...
Rowley
Avid Diary of a Wimpy Kid fans.
Oh my god.
For being Rowley and
Greg Heffley. Wait, what's Rowley's last name? What the?
That's amazing. I want to see the outfits for this.
Yeah, we got, you know those t-shirts they have that say best friends with their faces on it? We got those t-shirts.
That's so cute.
And our friend Nina will be Roderick from...
Jefferson, obviously.
Oh, Riley Jefferson. Obviously. Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson.
Yeah, Mr. We should watch the movie tonight.
I'm down.
Okay,
so fun fact is that the Rowley actor went to college with my sister.
What?
And they were friends, and they would... What? My sister was, like, obsessed with Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Like, same. She had all the books stacked in order.
I, like, still read the books.
On the back of our toilet. Sorry, Anna. And she became friends with him. They would get breakfast, like, every morning, but she never told him that she knew who he was.
Wait, this was
but
after...
But he definitely knew that she knew.
I don't know. She didn't want to lose him as a friend, so
wait,
she...
Wait, are they still friends?
I don't know. Maybe they talk.
Honestly, good for him for not letting the fame get to him. Like, going to college. Like, what's he up to these days?
I don't... I think my sister said he maybe, like, tried to go back into acting a little bit.
Oh, good
but
for
it's
him.
Hard,
what did
like...
What did he study?
I have no idea.
I don't know why.
We should look him up on LinkedIn.
Maybe he's listening to our show.
Yeah, should we look him up on LinkedIn?
Yeah. What's the actor's name? I feel like I've seen
Robert Capron.
Of, like, Rowley and
Graham. I'm going to look him up.
They're still friends.
So cute. Best friends.
Did you see they made, like, the new one with new actors? It did not hit the same.
Oh, yeah.
They did?
Also, not my Roderick movie.
Yeah, and then they also made one that was, like, animated.
Yeah,
Not. Like, it just...
Keep
it'll
it simple.
Never
this is totally him, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's, like...
Oh, my God.
Very...
Yeah.
So okay, he is a screenwriter.
Of course he is. Good for
him. At Walt Disney. He's a writer's assistant at Disney.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, he was. Wow, that... Oh,
good
he had a Bachelor of Arts in Modern Culture and Media and History.
Oh, cool. Good for him.
That's so cool.
How about Susan Heffley?
What's she up to?
Yeah. Any of that?
You're just wondering?
Yeah.
Well, she was like an... Like, she was in Daddy Daycare.
Film and media major. You would know.
Wait, is that what it was called?
Daddy Daycare? Yeah, that's
a movie. Daddy Daycare.
Def.
She played a different mom in that movie.
She's such a mom.
Oh, and she was in Kicking and Screaming.
Haven't
seen
her.
The Will Ferrell movie.
Oh, nice.
She's just like always plays a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a very mom face.
She does have a very mom face. Anywho, well, in the final minute, our incredible guest star, Claire, anything else to share with our fans?
No, thank you so much for having me. This was great, honestly. Great way to start Tuesday morning.
Right? And
yeah, just thanks for having me on.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So awesome that you guys do this.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. Well, stay tuned for next Tuesday. We'll be here.
We'll be debriefing our Halloween, so you'll want to be here.
Oh, yes.
All right.